Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The toxicology reports are finally in on Lyric McHenry. It is not pretty. The pregnant reality star, 26 years old, died from an overdose of alcohol, cocaine, and heroin before her body was dumped near a Bronx overpass. Now, this is according to an affidavit by the NYPD. Alexis Meja Ramirez, who's 29, has now been arrested and charged with the concealment of a human corpse and tampering with the physical evidence over the death of McHenry. The reality star gained fame as E.J. Johnson's best friend on the hit show on E! E.J. NYC. She was found unconscious the early morning hours of August 14th and died a short time later. Now, the person arrested, along with two other males, are alleged to have dumped her body above the Major Deegan Expressway in the Bronx. The NYPD are now looking for those other two men. It is believed they have fled the state of New York. Lyric had flown to New York from L.A. to celebrate her birthday at a party thrown by her sister Maya McHenry at the Dream Hotel in Manhattan. That took place on August 13th. At around 2 a.m., she vanished from the rooftop soiree and wasn't found until the following morning when she was unconscious. Her knees had been scraped. She was at this overpass next to a bag of drugs in the Bronx. She later died at a hospital. And it turns out she was indeed 20 weeks pregnant at the time of her death, although family and friends had no idea that she was having a baby. So, I have known Lyric's parents since before she was born and did a podcast with her father, Doug McHenry, and her sister, Maya, right after Lyric was found. You've got to check this out. It's a podcast right at AURN.com. And now it turns out Lyric's ex-boyfriend, Charles Wolamu, who began dating Lyric when they were studying at Stanford, has alleged that her drug use was elevating to the point where he had urged her to seek counseling. That was in the summer of 2017, but Lyric resisted any help. Despite the breakup, she and Charles remained friends. He was at the service in early September where Lyric was memorialized by some of the biggest names in Hollywood. May she rest in peace. Boy, into a really bad story, but we're still looking for those other arrests to happen and we will keep you posted. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.